Everything good, Wes?
Good.
I'm getting an echo.
We're good.
But if your neighbor or your spouse or your boss or your employee or your pastor got caught doing things like this, no one would associate with them. Well, we can't get rid of the government. It runs our lives. But we can certainly reduce its size and change the system back to the Bill of Rights and Constitution. But it's going to be a long, hard road. So I want to get your view on, why do they lie to us so much? Why do some people put up with it? What are some of the big lies? And what do you think the biggest lies are? And how big is this awakening that's happening right now? I mean, everybody admits there's a major political realignment happening. You know, the Bilderberg Group is now major news every day. People are waking up to shadowy government forces and special interest. I want to have a basic discussion on those major issues. Now, when we come back from break in the long segment coming up, we're going to talk about more of the lies, more of the propaganda, more of the deception, like the claim that all combat operations are over in Iraq. We heard that 7 years ago from Bush. We're now hearing it from Obama. But all they're doing is changing the names of the combat brigades to a new designation, a security force assistance group, but they're still going to be in combat, they're still going to be dying, they're still going to be wounded. So they're semantically manipulating there, so we'll be discussing that. Also, other lies, they claim that Julian Assange had raped and molested women, and within an hour of saying it Saturday, they backed off and said it was completely untrue, but our media is basically still running with it. More and more, I've been studying the WikiLeaks situation, and I think WikiLeaks are good people. I think the 92,000 documents they were given, obviously a lot of it has propaganda. A lot of warfare internally is putting disinfo, overstating a threat to get more funding. And so some of the reports themselves they released are disinformation. All of it's suspect, but WikiLeaks has done a lot of good work. And one of the favorite government tactics to throw at people is, oh, they're government agents too. And we've looked at that, investigated it, and heard all sides on it. But I just don't agree with it, and now they're talking about indicting Julian Assange, and so more and more I think that he's a good guy and that WikiLeaks are good folks, but they have been manipulated a bit, but you know, nobody's perfect. That happens to everybody. Also, later in the next hour, there's a huge spectrum of news out there where it's confirmed by the scientists out in the Gulf and others that the leak is still ongoing, just fractures in the floor of the sea. And Obama's saying there's no health problems. We know that's a lie. We're going to break down the fact that the oil well's still leaking and that they haven't gotten rid of 70% of the oil, as they've said, and a bunch of other news. It's all coming up after this quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The question is,
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday, the 22nd day of August 2010. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday with the abbreviated broadcast. And I'm back Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, live. Again, I want to thank all of the new affiliates that are picking up the weekday broadcast and the Sunday evening transmission. Thank you for joining us. We're going to have wide open phones on any of the news items, any of the issues that I'm about to raise this evening. But first, I want to throw this question out to listeners. And you're welcome to call in about any subject you want, any of the news I cover, any news you want to talk about, any questions, any comments you have for me. But occasionally I do ask listeners to give me their take on something. So I would like you to first give me your take on, why do so many people accept government and media and corporations lying to them and doing illegal things and all sorts of skullduggery over and over again? And then now as a society, a lot of people go, yeah, the government's bad, it's corrupt, it's out of control, but that's just what they do. This has become the new attitude, that we just accept that government's out of control and government doesn't have any checks and balances on it, and that government can do whatever it wants. And government at all levels is giving its minions directives to basically knock the heads of the public and push the public around and train us that we're there to serve them and the offshore banking interests that control the government. So why do people put up with lies, even if they're angry about it? They kind of just give in to it, like a woman who's, you know, in an abusive relationship or something. Have we had our will broken? Are we cowed as a society, or is there a big awakening taking place? We know it's big. The question is how big? And what are some of those mega lies that we've heard and seen from government and corporations and media where they've been proven that they were stonewalling and deceiving by design? I've got a list I want to go over coming up at the bottom of the hour. And what do you think the biggest lie of the last 100 years or so from major governments and media and corporations has been? The toll-free number to join us on this live Sunday edition is 888-201-2244. Again, that number is 888-201-2244, and we will get you up and on the air today. Now, let me just briefly go over each of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 stacks of news I have here. Let me just at least read to you some of the headlines, and then I'm going to try to plow back into these. But just to give you an idea of why I get so frustrated, this is just the news that I brought in today from doing some research over the weekend, and the news that my crew printed for me to read before I went live on air. This is just a small snapshot of what's going on. We're being told that all major combat operations are over in Iraq and that the troops have all been pulled out. It's a total and complete lie. Combat brigades in Iraq under different name. That's the Army Times admitting this. Throughout the last week, I told you it was a fraud. Now the AP, Army Times, and others admit they just changed their names. They did rotate some troops out. Most of them are going to Afghanistan, but there's still a major force there. We'll be talking about that. Also, Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, for a few hours they claimed that he'd raped and molested women. Turns out none of it's true. It's a complete, total lie. Kind of like they said Rand Paul 2 weeks ago had kidnapped this woman. Turned out that was a total lie. But it doesn't matter. Still, that idea is out there with the people, and that's associated with his name. And he's saying he believes the Pentagon may be behind the rape claims, and he'd been warned that they'd try to set him up with something with a sexual twist, because all the ninnies and showing circles out there love to buy into it. So we'll be getting into that. Obviously, on the whole military front, Iran fires up its Bashar reactor, promises painful response if attacked, and has launched a new attack drone. Israel more and more is talking about attacking Iran, which will clearly lead to massive crisis in the Middle East and Central Asia and a huge increase in oil prices. U.S. assures Israel that Iran's threat is not imminent. Well, Israel's a nuclear power. They know it's not imminent. They know the Russians built the Bashar reactor. They know that at full power, running 24/7, that they might get enough plutonium in 5 years to build a bomb. So it's not imminent. And the Russians have a contract and are running the plant to take the fuel rods out when they're done with them. So, I mean, what are the Iranians going to do? Stick the Russians up? They'll put a gun to their head and say, give me that uranium, and then go throw a bomb together like a ham sandwich? It doesn't work like that. Okay? So we'll be going over those reports as well. Israel says the Iranian reactor is totally unacceptable. Iran unveils the ambassador of death bomber. I shouldn't laugh. It's just so ridiculous because Ahmadinejad is saying it's an ambassador of peace. And the name of the weapon is the ambassador of death. It's just ridiculous. We're not the only country that's got leaders with Orwellian statements. Israel says jets and drones enter Lebanon space in the first time in several years. Israel tells UN it will stop a new Gaza aid flotilla coming out of Turkey, this time manned completely by women. So it'll be a bigger PR disaster for Israel when they board and attack that ship. But Israel doesn't care. They're going ahead with it. So that's all just some of the news that we're going to be covering on that military front today. Coming up later in the next hour, I want to spend at least a segment on this. Senior NOAA scientist admits he lied that Gulf spill oil is gone, puts administration spill disclosure credibility in question. And it's all over the news in the last week that when the federal government through the Department of NOAA came out and said, look, don't worry, 70% of the oil spill's gone, that was a complete lie. And then a lot of different university heads and major oceanographers and scientists came out and said, look, you just sprayed 40-plus million gallons of core exit on it and made the oil stop floating on the water and go underwater. The stuff's coming in on the beaches, and you're telling everybody that the oil spill 70% cleaned up, but you're not just lying about that. You're also lying about the fact that up to 20 miles away there's fissures in the ocean floor, and that BP shaft that was drilled by the Deepwater Horizon has shattered, and we've known this for months now, and is leaking all over the ocean floor. And so their new way to deal with it, their new way to handle it, is to just say, doesn't exist, 70% of the oil has been cleaned up, and there's no fissures on the floor, everything's fine. And then last week, BP came out and said, okay, there are some fissures nearby, but those are other areas leaking, oil naturally coming up from the floor, jetting and blasting out. And so out of sight, out of mind. I mean, you know, they tell you there's no longer any combat troops or combat in Iraq. Doesn't matter if they've increased the contractors and private operatives. Doesn't matter if they've renamed 50,000 troops as combat assistance brigades, not combat brigades. They're combat assistance brigades. Kind of like we lost 4,000 to 6,000 troops from 1960 to 1964 before they kicked off the official Vietnam police operation. It was never declared a war. But before the conflict became official with the Gulf of Tonkin stage event, where they claimed that our ships were attacked, that's declassified, that was a stage now. Of course, that's another big government lie. For decades, 40 years, in fact, They said that our ships had been attacked and that it was conspiracy theories that people on board the destroyers had said that no one attacked the ships and it was all staged. And on the 40th anniversary a few years ago, 2004, they released all the LBJ audio tapes with McNamara, and they released the documents, and the CIA admitted they staged the whole thing and no one was attacked. Another big line, 58,000 dead Americans, hundreds and hundreds of thousands seriously maimed. And they're getting ready with a new fake war claiming Iran has got nukes. You think our economy's bankrupt now? You wait till they attack Iran and oil prices double or triple. You wait till real terrorists from Iran start actually responding and blowing stuff up. The globalists running our government are going to love it. They're all in their armored compounds. They're going to use those attacks to turn America into a total and complete police state. Okay, I got a bunch of other news coming up on the economy. Stay with us.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Do not be deceived by counterfeit signs that are staged in an attempt to change the said times. You know it is the time of punishment when they proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ through their blood and DNA. They are traitors and enemies of God and comprise 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S. 14.3 million. Assemble against them, for the Lord's purpose is to destroy them. Some will cooperate, others will be in defiance, for it is written, some will die by the sword, those remaining will go into captivity, exile, plunder their wealth, immediately cease their endless wars, oust them from their lofty purchase, self-appointed positions, the generals and low-ranking traitors, and all among us who plot to destroy this nation. Come out from them. Do not obey their unlawful orders. For further instructions, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it any more than you think.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday broadcast. Continuing with the news, and then I'm going to take your calls and dive back into more detail on all these subjects that we're raising today. I'm just giving you a breakdown and briefing of some of the information that I think is most important. You're welcome to call in and give us your view on what you think is most important. We're going to get to the 12 callers that we have holding coming up in the next segment. I may even get to you during this segment. But continuing with the stacks of news here in front of me, this is the news out of Mexico in the last day without even looking. I mean, if I wanted to paint a picture of Mexico as a failed state, of Mexico as a joke and as a danger to this country and a border that we must seal and control, it's not hard. Because Mexico, and the State Department admits this, is one of the most dangerous countries in the world, and it's now spilling over into this country. Look at this headline. One dead in Mexico shootout on border with El Paso, a shootout across the border, prompting U.S. authorities to close a highway that runs across the border into El Paso, Texas. This is an everyday occurrence. The shooting went on for 30 minutes. Here's another one. Mexican police help murder their own mayor. See, when you don't have a Bill of Rights or a Constitution, and you're like North Korea or Mexico, and you give in to corruption, things just completely collapse. And the mayor was murdered. Let me just read you part of the article here. The murder scared a part of Mexico that was supposed to be reasonably safe. See, nowhere's safe there now. From violence and crime, Santiago is a picturesque town of waterfalls, colonial churches, and holiday homes for the rich. Its mayor, Edmilro Cavazos, was a blue-eyed 38-year-old educated in the United States. But it seems that no corner of the country is shielded from the relentless rain of drug-related bloodshed. They're living under tyranny there. The killers came to the mayor's home in the early hours when seven SUVs rolled up and men in police uniforms descended on his palatial home. Servants stood back terrified as their boss was forced away at gunpoint. His corpse was dumped on a nearby road. There was a mercy of sorts in the manner of his killing. Shot dead with two bullets in the head and one in the chest, and spared the mutilation of rape inflicted on so many other victims. And it just goes on from there. This just happened 2 days ago. Here's another one. Calderon says, that's the Mexican president, U.S. arms drive drug violence, and he wants the Obama Justice Department to pass assault weapons bans, and the Justice Department is agreeing with this, saying, I shouldn't be able to own a semi-automatic rifle because it could later be sold to somebody who then takes it to Mexico. But then I've read the statistics, even from the Justice Department. Over 90% of the guns used in crime down there are bought directly from the military or the police. And the Mexican military, who's lost several wars with the U.S., doesn't like the United States. They get most of their equipment from Austria and Germany and Russia. They get some from the U.S. So it's not even M16s that a citizen can't buy at a gun shop. You have to get a special license for that. It's not even U.S. military hardware. It is stuff being shipped in from Europe and sold by the police. I mean, I just read the article. Who killed the mayor in that town? It goes on to admit that, yes, it's the police department, and the state police are corrupt, and so no one can do anything about it. Look, ladies and gentlemen, Calderon's four-year-old war on drugs that's caused 28,000 people to be murdered 28,000 dead. That's a higher death toll per year than Vietnam and the war we had. It is admitted on record that most of the governors over the Mexican provinces and most people in the federal government are making hundreds of millions of dollars a year off drug payoffs. And the drug war was after cowboys and four other cartels that were not controlled by the Mexican government, that were controlled by Colombians and Nicaraguans and others. So you got Central and South American cartels coming in, and they're tough, folks, and they're not backing off, and they're criminals. And they're having a war with the criminal Mexican government, and our government gives Mexico more than $10 billion a year. I saw a report a few months ago where they were talking about giving them $100 billion more over the next five, on top of the money they're given. Your tax money. Pull up the numbers. This is a giant war over drugs. And if you decriminalize them, that doesn't mean sell them at 7-Eleven, but if you make it where these stupid drug addicts can get their drugs, several European countries have done this, and drug use plummets, in many cases by more than half, because it's not cool anymore, and there's not money associated with it, so the scum selling drugs isn't living in mansions and driving around in fancy cars and owning private jets. It isn't cool. The drug dealers aren't hanging around with the Hollywood people anymore. It's so simple, and everybody who studied this knows it. I've talked to so many police on the street, and they go, yeah, we know the CIA's been caught shipping it in. I mean, how many times has the CIA been caught? I mean, just last year, an aircraft crashed with 3-plus tons of pure cocaine. That means it's coming from the source in Colombia. And it was a CIA-registered aircraft that had been flying people out of the country for torture who'd been secretly arrested. And on the way back, the whole war on terror was just their cover. They were shipping in cocaine, but it got into a storm and crashed in Yucatan in southeastern Mexico. That's Reuters. That's on record. And you have the 1996 congressional hearings with the CIA Inspector General. I taped it on C-SPAN. You can go pull it up. All the C-SPAN archives of their entire 30-year history are now on C-SPAN.org. Just pull up CIA drug trafficking hearings. You can watch hours of it at C-SPAN.org. And, I mean, don't believe me. And they admitted the government ships them in. And they keep them illegal to keep the price up. Look, if somebody wants to go to a liquor store and buy, a gallon of vodka every day and ruin their liver, that's their business. And if somebody wants to buy cocaine and kill themselves with it, that's their business. You don't create a police state and corrupt the police. Look at the 10 years of prohibition in the 20s and the early 30s. Organized crime more than tripled. Alcoholism expanded. It energized organized crime and also corrupted police because now they could be paid off and demand a cut of it. And you notice when drug prohibition started, it started the year after alcohol prohibition ended. You got all these mafia people. You've got all these corrupt cops. And they're like, well, you can buy Coca-Cola that's cocaine. You can buy opium, heroin at the corner drugstore. A 5-year-old can buy it. What are we going to do? And they said, we're going to make this illegal. And then we'll make even more money. And they said, hell yeah, let's do it. Again, I'm against drug use, just like Ron Paul is. But I'm not against it being legal or decriminalized because I hate drugs. And you decriminalize, it cuts it way back. Your call's coming up. Stay with us.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are essentially located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live and about to go to your phone calls. I want to make one more point about the deteriorating situation in Mexico. Every other nation on earth has fallen to corruption. And when corrupt individuals are able to get control of government, they team up with corporations, with mafia, and they start passing laws to legally rob the public. And that's called tyranny. This nation has never been perfect, but it's been the greatest country in history. It's produced more wealth, more liberties, more freedoms. And that's what we're fighting for on this broadcast. That's what we promote at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And that's what our listeners stand for. That's why this show is so successful, because we not only have millions of listeners, they are activists. They are involved. Every guest we have on, whether it's Jesse Ventura, Ron Paul, Willie Nelson, or medical doctors like Dr. Russell Blaylock, brain surgeon. It doesn't matter. Every time we talk to them, they say, I get the biggest response of anything. Not Larry King Live, not Good Morning America, not their own television shows. This radio show on the streets of the United States, they get more feedback in person, more emails, more letters about this broadcast. because we have millions of listeners and they're active, and I salute you. And we're going to try to save this country, but it's in dire straits. And I now bring in the main topic that I want to talk to callers about. You're welcome to bring up whatever issue you want, but I want you to first comment on this. America is awakening, but how big is the awakening? Can we save this country? What ideas do you have to save this country? Why do some people, though, still just accept that government lies and it's okay for them to lie? Not just George Bush Sr. saying, read my lips, no new taxes, or Bill Clinton saying, I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, how dare you, or the government lying about Gulf of Tonkin and saying our ships were attacked when they weren't, or the government knowingly lying about WMDs in Iraq, or the government calling for torture, ordering torture in public memos, then having a backlash and saying, we don't order torture. Then Bush 2 months ago says, I ordered torture, I'd order it again. But they sent the people who got caught doing it to prison who followed orders. I mean, what level? 6-7 years ago, the media would say there's no mercury in vaccines. And you could read the insert and it said it had mercury and was causing brain damage. So then they started a few years ago saying, well, yeah, there's mercury, but mercury's actually good for you, the federal government said. And I've played that clip probably 100 times. I'm not going to play it again. You know, folks won't believe it. Cue it up. Cue up mercury good for you clip. The point is, I've got MSNBC saying lead's good for children. You know, how many decades did they say the Federal Reserve is not private and you're a kook if you say it is? Now they admit it's private and secretive and they won't tell Congress where the money is. 11 years ago, they got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act, allowing banks to issue derivatives, made-up counterfeit currency and investments. And they promised it wouldn't hurt the economy. Now it's destroying the economy. They promised they wouldn't go after pension funds, public and private. Now it's an AP, Bloomberg. They're getting ready to start trying to take part or all the pension funds. They lie about everything. I mean, if you had a neighbor who you'd lived next to for 20 years, and you had caught them lying to you and doing stuff to you over and over again, how many times does it take for you to not trust them? One time, two times, three times? For me, it's about 3 times. 4 times, 5 times, 100 times, 1,000 times, 10,000 times? They told us there was no North American Union. There was no NAFTA highways. There was no Trans-Texas Corridor. As the signs were going up, as they were taking over existing roads, putting toll roads on them, they would get on the news and say, Ron Paul's a kook. There are no Trans-Texas highways. I saw the local paper once, the Chronicle, said that I was full of baloney and that Centra of Spain wasn't foreign. When it's admittedly foreign, the company, I mean, it's a tactic to just deny everything to your face. They said they wouldn't raise the age of Social Security. Obama said that. He did it. Now, see, what's happening is I'm starting to get into lies now, and then I'm not going to get to your calls. I want to hear your points on this, and then later I'm getting into the cover-up of the BP oil spill in the next hour and the economy and more. But Obama said he was going to stop torture. Didn't. He accelerated it. Said he was going to pull all the troops out. Immediately didn't do it. Now he's lying, saying there's no combat brigades, when the Army Times admits they've just changed their names and had a paltry amount come back and ship the others to Afghanistan and increase the contractors. He said he wouldn't hire lobbyists, broke all records hiring lobbyists, said he'd make the White House more transparent than any president, made it the most secretive ever, even more secretive than Cheney, who'd broken all records. The lies are legion. I could go on and on and on and on. They said health care, government-run health care, would cover pre-existing conditions. I could read the bill. It said it didn't do it. It was written by insurance companies to raise the cost, make 35 million people buy it, and then cut the quality with government panels, which are death panels. This is a criminal group that is beyond the point of no return. They've committed so many crimes, they've lied so much, they're not going to stop. The question is, how are we going to beat them? We're going to educate the population of the world. We're going to take back our states and counties and cities and sheriff's departments, as the founders said we should do through the 10th Amendment and the 9th, and we're going to take the federal government back, and we're going to indict these criminals, and we've got to introduce those ideas out there. All right. I'm going to take your calls now until the bottom of the next hour. Then I'm going to get into BP, the economy. Google's plans to take over the Internet have been exposed. We're also going to get into listeners and some great stuff you did Friday. Bilderberg was all over the news, so I said, listeners, let's make three terms associated with our articles and my films about Bilderberg, the top search terms. You did it. The number one, number two, and number three search terms for much of Friday, and that made hundreds of newspapers and blogs write about it. Devastating response. We've gotten literally millions of additional click-throughs and visits to these stories where people are becoming educated and awakened because of you taking action. It's just a huge success. The three top search terms dealt with Bilderberg Group on Friday because of you. Worldwide, you did it again. Okay, let's go to your calls. We've got a lot of calls, so let's be quick. Let's talk to Aaron in Missouri. Aaron, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I do want to talk to you about the Mexican drug war real quick, but first I want to say that I believe that these lies that are coming out, I think that the establishment is steadily putting out these lie stories to... Because I do believe in the end they do want a revolution, but they want to wait until they got all their cameras up. They want to wait until everybody's carrying around a chip, the military and the police take big enough to handle the revolution. They don't want people.
Exactly. They're war gaming it. They're testing it. They're tracking it. And they admit they're doing this. They want a violent revolution. I don't want that. I want a peaceful takeover of our country. I want to take it back from them.
And then I just got to watch this video on YouTube called Should People With No Health Insurance Have to Suffer in the Dark? And I urge your listeners to check that out. It's really, I think it ties right into American and Mexican drug wars about these 40 million people don't have health insurance, and it ties in with the pharmaceutical companies taking, you know, like pure heroin and turning into these synthetic devil pills that are more addicting than heroin.
Oh, that's the new thing. If you've got a back pain, they just give you Prozac. Good points. I appreciate your call, Aaron. Janice in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. This is regarding the biggest lie. And I'm sorry, I had to write it down because it's so big I can't even keep up with it. even if you want to believe in or support the war, you couldn't even keep up with the ongoing lies. To name a few, bin Laden, Saddam Hussein killing Bush Sr., Afghanis, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, random men in caves, random Arabic names usually only mentioned once.
Yeah, that's another point. That's another point. They've had all these different reasons we're supposedly there. And now, in the Washington Post 2 months ago, Janice, stay there. I'm going to come back to you after the break. Now, they admit, this is in the Washington Post, the CIA admits they created fake bin Laden videos, and they're like training us just to accept the lies. They admit that they're putting these fake videos out, the Adam Gadon videos, the Jewish Al-Qaeda guy, that's all fake. It's just all lies on top of lies on top of lies. What are we going to put up with?
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com. Or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and health and weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flax seeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
GCN.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Okay, we're back live, going straight back to your phone calls, but one other big lie we've been told is that our government's not involved in narcotics trafficking, but now they not only admit that they create fake bin Laden videos for the public in the Washington Post interviewing the CIA to throw it in our face, but that our troops are helping grow and protect and ship out the opium. And they just put it out there on Fox News and CNN like it's no big deal. They hide all of this in plain view. Janice, start back over. You're going over the big lie that you think is the wars. Go ahead.
Yes, well, I named off those a few of those terms: Bin Laden, Saddam Hussein, killing Bush Senior, the Afghanis, the Taliban, Al Qaeda, random men in caves, random Arabic names, usually only mentioned once. And the worst I feel is the war on terror. But the worst thing, Alex, I feel is that Fox News, especially Bill O'Reilly and the warmongers over there, keep revisiting these any number of these issues. Like, according to the story, they pick the reason, you know, randomly, whichever, to justify whatever they're trying to push, you know, the underwear bomber, that's the war on terror generally, or whatever. They keep on, you know, revisiting all
the
different.
And by the way,
terms.
Janice, you mentioned the underwear bomber. We had the lawyer and his wife who were on the plane. The FBI said that they weren't telling the truth. Then it came out that the government had ordered him to be let on the plane, had given him a visa. The State Department admitted that, and that the whole thing was staged. And then as soon as that came out, the story disappeared from news headlines. That guy is a complete
exactly.
And total patsy.
And also the let's not forget that a million lawyers like showed up on the tarmac. How did they know?
Janice, I appreciate your call. But, I mean, look, every point you raise only brings up more lies. The federal government in the last year told us they are not saving the images of the naked body scanners. Now, they admit that they are saving them and that the TSA is ordered to do it and it's going in state and federal courthouses. And at one courthouse, 34,000 plus naked body scans. They lied and said there was no radiation. Now we learn it's high levels of radiation, similar to a chest x-ray, deadly for those being scanned. That's the New York Times. Deadly for the TSA workers and the amount that leaches out. Again, any point you raise, it just chain reacts like dominoes into other lies. Chris in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Welcome.
You know, I share in your frustration here. I was watching a movie the other day with a friend of mine, Gangs of New York. You seen that movie?
Yeah, with Leonardo DiCaprio. It's a good movie.
Exactly. And, you know, I realized, you know, we're not rebelling against all this conspiracy and all these lies we're being told. People are just too comfortable. You know, as long as we have our AC, we have the supermarkets where we can buy our food, and, you know, as long as we have all these amenities, we're okay knowing that we're slaves.
Well, you know the Victor Hugo quote that I love to use often, and that's adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. And really, if you look at tyranny, it's organized crime, builds up over decades, gets control of governments, and then runs hog wild. And we've now reached that point of where our society has put up with so much corruption that it's now coming to a head. And the main reason this has all happened is what Thomas Jefferson said. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. And so we know the answer. Fight corruption wherever you find it. Stand up for your rights and your freedoms, and we'll defeat tyranny. Anything else, Chris?
Well, you know what? You know, the small levels of corruption, which are really big, but in the grand scheme of things aren't that big. The biggest thing that we got to take down is the bankers. And I don't think, you know, I personally don't have any idea how to do that, but...
Well, you audit the private Federal Reserve, you make them tell Congress where the trillions went, you make Congress take its authority back under the Constitution, Congress controls the issuance of currency and credit and sets monetary policy, and you also define that your local bank isn't the problem, it's the six global megabanks. Chris, I appreciate your call, great points. Elliot in Ohio. Elliot, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex, thanks for having me on. My thing is, I agree with Janice about the foreign policy, and I also agree with Chris, but I think it's a 1-2 punch as far as the big lies concerned. They trick you into believing in this Al-Qaeda, this ghost enemy, and while they're doing that, $23.7 trillion leaves the back door, but of course the number's bigger now. And you know, the biggest problem I have with this war is when you talk to people, and I talk to people 18 all the way up until their 50s, who is the enemy? It's a very simple question. No one can seem to answer.
It's a perfect, foggy enemy that can never be defeated and can always have a new name. And then when you get the internal Homeland Security training manuals, 90%+ of the training is for gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. So you've got conservatives going, yeah, beat them Arabs. They're attacking America. They want to build a mosque at Ground Zero. They want to get us. Get out of here, foreigners. But meanwhile, it's our own government that radicalized many of these groups, and the government itself is training to take on the very good old boys that don't understand this whole thing set up for them.
Right, exactly. And I actually have a question for you real quick, because I'm kind of batting around on the idea, like, drug decriminalization versus drug legalization. In my mind, even if you decriminalize it, if it's still a criminal act, doesn't the CIA still get their cut? Or whichever other organized group ultimately that shifted
well,
in. Like,
well, we've seen on average a 24% within 2 years drop in violent crime, home invasions, muggings, rapes when a state passes concealed carry and more people have guns. So we know more guns actually means less crime. And we've seen this in more than 16 states now in the last 15 years that have done this. Texas had over a 20%, Florida a 25%, but the average is about 24-25. We don't know what drug legalization would do because nobody's ever done it. Since about 1933 when they criminalized drugs, we know before that you had much lower levels of drug use. because people, you know, knew not to go buy heroin and opium and cocaine. And people knew that if you drank more than two or three Coca-Colas full of several grams of cocaine at the time, that's why it's called Coke, folks, that you'd have a heart attack. So when it was all legal, much lower levels. But we don't have a modern example to show. We have many from areas of Asia and Western Europe where they've decriminalized. And what you do is you stop giving people big prison sentences. You stop prosecuting and filling the jails with drug dealers. And so now more drug dealers get involved. The price goes way down. And then they just quit. And then the few drug addicts you've got left, they go to local clinics and are given the drugs. And then it's no longer cool and counterculture. And a lot of them get off of it. None of it's perfect. So, I'm all for baby steps and decriminalization. All the anthropology, all the sociology, all the research shows is the way to go. Probably a Wild West total decriminalization would be the way to go. But for now, let's go with decriminalization. Anything else?
To all the people out there, we need to start, really pushing on, even these Tea Partier types that I've talked to. Like, when you talk to them about, $23.7 trillion out the door, let's indict Geithner. Come on, let's indict Paulson. They lie blatantly right there. You don't even need a law degree.
And we got all the videos where they won't say where the money went to Congress.
Exactly, but then they'll rebuttal. Oh well, that'll never get through, that whole grand jury thing. But it's almost like they're scared to do it because all of a sudden now you're going up against the real enemy, the monster. You're going up truly against the establishment. And
exactly.
We've seen where that leads.
Exactly, Elliot. Great points. We're going to break here in a moment and go to Brian, Dwayne, Jesse, Brad, Revo 76, Ed, Sonny, Joe, and others. The toll free number to join us is 888-201-2244. Got a lot of other news coming up in the next hour on vaccines. They're back. The last flu season was admittedly a hoax. The H1N1 admittedly a tenfold increase in violent seizures. The UK government admits it, but they're back saying you've got to take it. We'll be covering that as well. But talking about red herrings, there are radical Muslims. Saudi Arabia is run by complete criminals who have hardcore Sharia law that I don't want to live under. But here is Raw Story. Fox News co-owner is funding Ground Zero Mosque imam. This is confirmed. This is also in the Associated Press and Yahoo News. And a few years ago, I pointed out that the majority of our stock market and the majority of Fox News is not owned by Rupert Murdoch. It is owned by Saudi Arabians, just like the Chinese own most of our T-bills. The Saudi Arabians own most of our media. They don't control it. They own it. You understand? They're not the directors of it. But now you want to know, the majority owner of Fox News is the person financing the mosque. Boy, what is Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity going to do with that news? They're going to hope you don't find out about it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.